What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is back in our control room here after taking over from Julie. So, you know, be sure and use the correct gender pronoun when you call on in, or the liberals will be after your hide. All righty. Apparently, the Libyan National Army says it destroyed a Turkish vessel with weapons in the port of Tripoli. Now, Ankara previously deployed military advisors and instructors to Libya to support the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord against the Libyan National Army led by Khalifa Haftar. And it looks like they're not doing very well here. So spokesman of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Tuesday that Ankara can't confirm claims that his vessel had been destroyed in the port of Tripoli, Libya. I'm going to go with thinking that Haftar is telling the truth. Why would he say that if it wasn't true? Because he could get gainsaid so quickly. Okay, we're going to take another phone call from Randy in Toronto. Aloha, Randy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Nice to hear your show. You have a census being done in the U.S. this year, I believe.
I'm sorry. Would you repeat that one more time?
Oh, sorry. You have a census being done in the States for all the citizens this year, I believe?
Yes.
Okay. Could they not use that proof citizenship at the polling booths? Proof
well,
that they're actually on the census?
Well, there's a big debate going on about that right now where they think that citizenship should be indicated on the census. I mean, the census originally, if you read the Constitution, the census
right.
is only to count heads to allocate congressional districts. But in recent census, if you will, they have started asking, in some cases, very, very personal questions about your health and your family. And I think it would be very reasonable to ask what the census, what the citizenship of the person being interviewed actually would be.
Can they not figure out they're lying to them now, or what? How can they prove it, some of them?
Well, I know that when I go for my Indiana driver's license, I have to take a passport and my birth certificate to prove that I'm a citizen, a legal citizen of this country. And you could require something like that. But, of course, the liberals and the open border people are absolutely adamantly opposed to this idea that, you know, their theory is that everybody in this country, legal or otherwise, should be allowed to vote, knowing, of course, that most of them are going to vote Democrat.
Even those that are taken out of society and in jail.
Yeah, they're even going
ridiculous.
After, you know, they're restoring voting rights to felons, you know.
Wow. Well, I'll just go back to praying things work out good.
Well, I certainly hope so, too, but I don't know. I feel like, you know, that we're almost at the verge of like a new civil war between conservatives who want to restore the republic to what it was under the Constitution and liberals who've just got this total idea of open borders and, you know, it's like the fringe of society is wanting to be the center of society.
I'll destroy and take over. It's just a play game, right?
Yep.
Wow. Well, see, it's pretty exciting times, that's for sure.
Yes, they are. It reminds me of that old Chinese curse. May you be a person of influence in interesting times.
There you go. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I noted Winston Churchill said that socialism is a philosophy of failure, the
yes.
creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Churchill said that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I have to put that in the quotes file.
Want me to say it again?
I said, I will have to put that in the quotes file.
Okay. Do you want me to
anything
read it
or
do you have it all?
Anything else, Randy?
No, I'm good.
All right, well, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And turning to Iran, Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani has expressed Tehran's support for the Syrian government's effort to combat terrorism, saying that the United States and some regional countries, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, we're not going to say who, covertly assist terrorists in their atrocities. Larijani made the remarks during a press conference in Damascus, stressing, "We have always supported the Syrian nation and government in their fight against terrorism and regard counterterrorism efforts as significant, while the United States and some countries in the region have provided assistance to terrorists behind the scenes." And of course, we've reported on that for a lot of years about how the U.S. was covertly supporting Al-Qaeda and later ISIS. Okay, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif sat down with NBC News' Richard Engel last week and reflected on the recent violence between the United States and Iran. Zarif argued in the interview that the Trump administration brought the region very close to the brink. He said, "We're very close to a war." And basically, he's saying that recent statements by the White House effectively admits Iran did not pose an imminent threat to the United States of America. And of course, none of these countries that the U.S. has invaded, none of them, not a single one of them, actually poses a real threat or imminent threat to the United States of America. It's all driven by commercial interests, by oil, by banking. You have not read it, hunt down Major General Smedley Butler's treatise, War is a Racket, and you'll find out what I mean. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let's see. Okay. All right, the United States is openly paving the way for INF-banned missiles to be placed in Europe and Asia, this according to Sergei Lavrov. Now, remember, Trump, who loves to pull out of treaties, pulled out of the P5 plus one treaty with Iran and recently pulled out of the INF treaty, and they're going to start putting these missiles in Europe and Asia. These are the intermediate-range nuclear missiles with which to threaten Russia. Now, just out of a milestone nuclear missile accord, the U.S. is about to deploy short and intermediate range missiles in Europe and Asia, prompting Moscow to engage France and other partners to preserve security on the continent. In order to agree on specific solutions, we need multilateral talks and multilateral consultations involving, of course, the United States, who destroyed the treaty. This is from Sergei Lavrov, he said yesterday. Anyway, there's a video linked to whatreallyhappened.com. The headline is "Watch Russia Test a New Weapon That Can Kill Missiles," and it's fast. Now, the copy that came with the video saying, though Russian media hailed the test as an impressive demonstration of Russian military power, it's not exactly clear why this is so. Well, it's pretty clear to me. It is blazingly fast right out of the launch tube. And for missiles, as is also true with fighter jets, speed is life. It's just amazing to see this thing come on out of that tube. And you have to wonder, what did they make that engine out of that it can withstand those pressures? Amazing here. Over in France, things are getting very, very tight. There's the Yellow Vest protests. They're being equated to the Brexiteers. And the Yellow Vests are ordinary French people who've been protesting throughout the country every week for over a year. They're fed up with Emmanuel Macron's corrupt government, excessive taxes, and repressive police tactics. They are starting to fight back. There could be a new French Revolution, which is good because I still have that guillotine back in the garage behind the farm, behind the vineyard or wherever they keep these things. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the economy here. Rising U.S. wealth inequality in one chart. U.S. workers must work an average of 129.4 hours to afford just one share of the S&P 500. This is a new record and three times as much as 10 years ago. Wealth inequality is a major problem, and it is very destabilizing. Okay. All righty. And let me just respond to this real quick. All right. Now, there's another article about the economy. This is from goldcore.com. Trump, Saudi Arabia, and the end of the petrodollar. And it talks about how in late 2016, Obama vetoed the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. The bill allows 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts. Now, with only a couple of months left in office, Obama wasn't worried about the political price of opposing the bill. He wanted to protect Saudi Arabia and the petrodollar system, which underpins the U.S. dollar's role as the world's premier currency. All of that is coming apart. The oil-producing nations are starting to sell their oil for currencies other than the petrodollar. It was one of the few times that Congress overrode Obama. And the lawsuits are flying. Goldman Sachs is out there saying the economy is nearly recession-proof. That sounds like famous last words to me. Now, one of the biggest problems that we have in our economy is the excessive amount of debt. And it's a huge amount of debt. One of the big components of it, of course, is student loan debt. Money that was borrowed for people to go through college and get themselves a master's in art history with which they could get a high-paying job and repay the student loans. And right now, student debt exceeds total credit card debt in the United States. So somebody did this survey saying, what would you be willing to do to just wipe clean your student debt? 39% of the millennials said they would be willing to spend a week in jail if their student debt was wiped clean. Well, for some of those students who are like in over their head for like $100,000 plus, that's actually a pretty good deal here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. Good day to you. Very interesting what you said about the student debt loan. You're absolutely right. What I was going to ask you, Michael, I'm watching news today, and they're showing Bloomberg saying that he's going to be a kosher president.
Yes.
And they're talking about Bloomberg being kosher. You know, I'm looking at the Democratic field. I believe 50% of them are Jewish. You got Steyer, you got Bernie, and you got this Doomberg. They're all basically socialists. I don't know about Bloomberg. He's a real weird character, this guy. But I guess he made his money through, how did he make all his money, Michael? Through computers or something? Or what did he do? Get so rich.
Well, I think it was, you know, I have to be very honest, I don't really know. I didn't pay that much attention to his early years, but apparently he just ran, you know, investments and was able to leverage his money up, you know, very, very high.
Yeah. You know, Michael, I was looking at something that you had said yesterday on your show about Fatty Arbuckle.
Yes.
And I was reading the article about that with that Virginia rap, and I was looking at all the names back in those days of 1921. They were all Jewish, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that he was set up by a bunch of Jews, it seems like.
Well, do you know why the filmmaking capital is Hollywood? Because, you know, filmmaking began in New York when Edison came out with his movie camera and basically said that anything related to movie making was his intellectual property, whether it was the actual movies being made. That was his rationale for stealing From the Earth to the Moon from Georges Méliès. And so a bunch of New York Jewish businessmen, mostly couriers, things like that, decided they wanted to get into this business because they knew it was going to be a huge moneymaker, but they didn't want to have Thomas Edison's lawyers chasing them down. So they basically went on out to California, and Hollywood back then was just orange groves, and they bought up a lot of land very inexpensively, and they figured it was great weather, great for filmmaking, great scenery all around, and the Mexican border was just a few hours away, if the lawyers finally tracked them down. And that's why the center of filmmaking is in Hollywood, not New York.
Yeah, that is correct, absolutely. And his name was Roscoe. His real name was Roscoe Arbuckle.
Yes.
He was a farm boy from, I believe it was from Kansas, and he went out there. His family moved out there. His father opened up a store out in California. It's really interesting to read that. He actually had been tried three times And on the third trial, they finally found him not guilty. He was tried three times, Arbuckle.
Yes. And it still ended his career.
Yes, it ended his career. He never got into motion pictures again. And the only one that actually would help him a little bit was Buster Keaton. Buster
yes.
Keaton was trying to help him, you know, financially. Because back in the day, Michael, he was the richest actor in Hollywood.
Oh, he had a $1 million deal, and back then that was just unheard of. But the reason Buster Keaton was trying to help them is Fatty Arbuckle created his own production company and directed a bunch of films, all of which starred Buster Keaton.
That is absolutely correct. But yeah, that was really fascinating. So I read up on that, and that was really interesting. I did watch the second part of Washington, and the third part was on tonight. That's going to be really good. That was really good, too. But, you know, getting back to the deep state, Michael, and, you know, yeah, you're earlier talking about Trump pardoning all these characters, like Blagojevich, a Democrat, and you got the Bartolo from the 49ers. I mean, if Trump can't hand out these kind of pardons, I mean, why don't you start pardoning everybody, you know? I mean, it's crazy. It's like I was telling you yesterday, Michael, your show. You got gang members that cut a guy's head off, cut his heart out, and they gave him only 27 years.
Well,
can you imagine
I think that's
that?
It should have been life. That possibility of parole, I absolutely agree. But even 27 years, I mean, their lives are going to be pretty much over by the time they get out, unless somebody pardons them. But, you know, if I were president, and no, I'm not running this year, the first two pardons I would sign would be Leonard Peltier and Mumia Al-Jabbar. Jamal, rather.
Well, maybe the White House will be listening, and who knows. I will say this, Michael. I had to check this out. I want you to check this out, too. It was mind-boggling how many gang members are in the United States from foreign countries.
Oh, yeah. Especially
MS-13. I'm talking all the different gangs, not just them. There's over 175,000 gang members in the United States, Michael.
That's an army.
I mean, you're talking not. I'm talking all kinds of other gangs on cells, not just gangs. You got cells. I mean, it's unreal. And that's just a lowball estimate, really, 175,000. But like you said, that's frightening. We're not even counting, Michael. And think about this: the same Jews that are running our government, they want Israel secure with no Arabs going in there by the millions. The same Jews that are in power in this country, which only are 2% of our population, but they control 29 House seats, 9 senators, you got 3 candidates are Jewish, and you got 3 Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court are Jewish. But they'll tell you, no way we're going to allow Israel to get invaded with 2, 3, 4 million Arabs. Ain't happening. Oh, go ahead, Europe. You guys go ahead and get invaded. We sure the hell ain't. It's amazing what's going on with this. And like I said, look at Hollywood. We know who controls Hollywood. I do believe that Weinstein's going to get probably convicted, Michael, but they'll probably let him off with a slap on the wrist. Remember I told you that?
I agree.
I think Weinstein maybe will get – he might get 3 years if they even convict him. And he's got that whimpering boy, he can't even walk, and he's hunched over like Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's just unbelievable what's going on. It's crazy what we're seeing here with our country – and when you got these Democrats running around and a few rhinos saying, oh, all these millions of illegals should have the right to vote. You got that Mayor Pete. You got this guy
Buttigieg
saying, oh, everyone should have a right to vote. This guy wants to be president of the United States, that guy. Then he's tearing into Rush Limbaugh and all that. I mean, that guy Buttigieg, is this what our country's come to be in? It's an unbelievable, man.
And this guy
wants to be a commander-in-chief of the Allied Forces, Buttigieg. Give me a break. Unbelievable.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Oh, Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economy, and as we had discussed in our phone call in hour number one, the Boy Scouts of America has filed for bankruptcy over the abuse scandal, and apparently the organization has been accused of covering up generations of abuse inflicted on thousands of its young members and failing to do enough to root out pedophiles during the youth movement to prey on minors. Rather, pedophiles using the youth movement to prey on minors over its 110-year history. Well, that sounds like the problem predated Hastert. So maybe, people were gay but didn't admit it, were becoming scoutmasters. Now, I'll be honest, when I was in scouts, I never saw anything like that. Okay, but that doesn't mean it wasn't going on. So apparently what they're doing is they're going into bankruptcy so that they can set aside enough money for a victim's compensation trust that will help the Boy Scouts, quote, equitably compensate, end quote, victims of the abuse. They're estimating liabilities of up to $1 billion. Boy, if they got that kind of cash floating around here, I guess the Boy Scouts were big business. Well, you know, of course, if you join the Scouts, you have to go and buy the uniforms, you have to buy the scarf, you have to buy, you know, the patches, you have to buy the knife, the camping gear and everything. And if it's stamped with the Boy Scouts of America logo, which you wanted to have that, you know, they all got a piece of the action there. All righty. As you know, we had President's Day yesterday. And apparently Obama came out with a Twitter post that basically tried to take credit for the Trump economy. And this drew a fierce, fierce backlash. And among the people coming back and saying, no, you can't take credit for what Trump has done, was James Wood, who has returned to tweeting after a short absence. And then Ted Cruz came on in, basically said, no, absolutely not. Obama's sole claim for taking credit for the economy is that he signed the Recovery Act. I don't think so. I don't think so here. Okay, apparently the Pentagon is continuing to shift funds to support the construction of the border wall, which Bloomberg says he will tear down if he's elected president. Talk about a waste there. Okay. Apparently, government agents seized $181,500 in cash from a businessman at the airport and won't give it back. Now, this is a known issue, and why the company involved didn't realize this was going to be a problem is a bit of a mystery. But apparently, this gentleman, Boris Nolman, was given this $191,000 and a plane ticket to Cleveland to purchase several big trucks, and he was carrying the cash in his carry-on bag, which went through Transportation Security Administration scanner. The agents pulled it aside for inspection and confiscated all the money. Now, this was not a drug dealer. This was not a money launderer. This was somebody who had to buy trucks and had to pay cash for them. And this can put a company out of business. $191,000, that is a lot of cash. And, of course, the TSA will probably make some kind of an offer like, well, we'll give you back half of it if you promise not to complain about it. Apparently, they are complaining about it. It's gone public. Back on Oahu, I knew a guy who owned a garden store. And he was going to a gardening show to buy some new stock. And that's a cash-and-carry business. And he got stopped at the airport, and they confiscated his cash. I think it was like about $9,000, $10,000, something like that. And he couldn't buy new stock for his store, and he went out of business. All righty, have you heard about the gun girl? This is gun rights activist Caitlin Bennett. And back in 2018, she became known as the Kent State Gun Girl because she basically walked across the Kent State campus with an AR-15 and didn't do anything with it, didn't point it at anybody, just had it draped over her shoulder. And made the point she had a Second Amendment right to have that gun and to carry it wherever she wanted to go. Well, now she tried to do the same thing at Ohio University, and she was met with an angry crowd of liberals cursing at her, tossed a clear liquid into the open window of her truck. We don't know what the liquid was. And Bennett claimed that the event amounted to a riot. And she also called on President Trump to strip federal funding from the university for harboring terrorists after she said campus police just let it happen. See, one of the things I don't like about the education system right now, besides the fact that it's, you know, plunging students onto that debt hook, that big barbed hook that they just shove into those students for the rest of their lives, is rather than being places for exploration of new ideas, they become very rigid enforcers of the liberal status quo. It's not education, it's indoctrination. I don't think that's a good thing. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call from Joe in Nome. Aloha, Joe. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a favorite blog. But I'm not going to say who they are because I don't want to get them overrun with trolls and whatever. But as far as the coronavirus or viruses in general, Fox News has got a link now talking about the cinnamon being a eliminator, a highly effective eliminator of viruses.
Yes, it is.
And, pardon?
Yes, it is. You know, during the Spanish flu, there was this strange case where these workers who worked in a plant that was making powdered cinnamon out of the bark of the tree, the cinnamon
okay.
tree.
You saw that, of, yeah.
Yeah, none of them came down with the Spanish flu.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention, there's another GIAPO.com website talking about good cinnamon versus bad cinnamon. It was saying Sri Lanka and Ceylon cinnamon is the best. And your pets probably like it better than my other remedies. And pets are vectors too, you know. So if your neighbors, you know, got the flu, you should avoid their pets also.
Well, again, I hate to interrupt here, but again, viruses tend to be very species specific. And again, I have yet to see any kind of scientific literature that anything other than bats and humans are being affected by COVID-19. It could be, it may be, but I don't want to get people out there with shotguns slaughtering their neighbors' dogs and cats.
Okay, or bats. Anyway, yeah, we don't have a lot of bats around here. But I was, you know, thinking ironically, with all these sled dogs coming into Nome next month, and that a lot of them are flying through that Anchorage International Airport, which is on the Great Circle route, with
yes.
Mushers from all over the world. You know, kind of, well, I'm going to avoid the idea about this year. But anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along because, you know, if there's a run on cinnamon, I'd rather start with your listeners than the general public because, you know, simpatico. Aloha.
Aloha. Well, we have lots of cinnamon stockpiled, and you do need to be careful because a lot of what is sold as cinnamon in the spice racks is an artificial concoction. It's best to actually get the actual bark from the cinnamon tree and grind it up yourself. But, yeah, it has been known for since 1918 at least that it will protect you from a lot of viruses.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Thanks for the tip.
All right, you got it, and we're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the gun issue, somebody just wrote on in saying that Caitlin Bennett was not trying to do a gun walk at the Ohio University, that she was just there to ask the student president's day trivia questions. But apparently her reputation preceded her and resulted in this confrontation. Oh, man. Remember that one we talked about yesterday? Somebody was out there screaming, you know, slash the Republicans' throats. We're edging closer and closer to violent confrontation between conservatives and liberals. I would hate to see that happen. I would really hate to see that happen. But on the other hand, for all their yelling and screaming about, you know, kill the conservatives, liberals don't know how to use guns for the most part. They hate guns. They're traumatized by guns. Conservatives? No, we got them. We don't want to have to use them, but we've got them if we need them. Better to have and not need than need and not have. That's my philosophy. All righty, speaking of having guns here, apparently a federal court under Judge Roger T. Benitz, this was the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California, ruled last Friday that California's ban on commonly possessed firearm magazines violates the Second Amendment. So huzzah, 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 if you've got a 30-round magazine, you can keep it and even put it now on display. All righty, and on the other side of this spectrum, and this one is really kind of weird, there's Lucas Gerhard, 20, was studying criminal justice at Lake Superior State College in Michigan with the goal of becoming a law enforcement officer. Something tells me he's going to change his major. On August 23rd of last year, Lucas posted a photo of his lawfully purchased and registered AR-15 to a select group of Snapchat friends, writing, "This ought to make the snowflakes melt. I mean snowflakes as in snow." Lucas was almost immediately arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat, which is a felony and could bring a sentence of 20 years in prison. Well, I will grant you that was kind of a dumb thing to say, knowing that all social media is now being monitored. See, we already talked about that here. Over in Ghana, in a town called Accra, they have one of these electronic waste dumping grounds. where all the old computers and calculators and TV sets are shipped over there, and then they're broken down and the expensive metals refined out. There's a lot of gold in modern electronics. There's a lot of silver in some, palladium, rare earths, and apparently in Ghana they can make money basically deconstructing all of these appliances. The problem is it's created a huge environmental hazard because all these hazardous toxins are being released. They've polluted the environment and created serious health problems for residents. According to one estimate, around 200,000 tons of the globe's discarded electronics find their way to this one slum in Accra, the equivalent weight of more than 1,000 blue whales. And that's a lot. And I know because I've seen a blue whale in real life. It's big. Big, big thing here. Okay. Academics want to label old age a disease. And prominent academics are pushing for the World Health Organization to include old age on its list of diseases. They say it will improve old people's lives, but in reality, it will give everyone the excuse to write them off. Okay, why do we die? There are certain life forms that can live forever. Koi, for example. That's why they're so revered in Japan. But if you look at it from an evolutionary point of view, a life form that does not die off each generation to make room for the new generation is a life form that will soon grow in population to the point where it collapses, what would be called a Malthusian catastrophe. That may be the reason why we evolved to have a limited lifespan, why all life forms on this planet, except for certain plants and microbes, have a limited lifespan. Now, a lot of people think it has to do with what are called the telomeres, which are sort of like aglet-like caps on our DNA. And as you age, they start to deteriorate. And at the point where they start to deteriorate past the end of the actual DNA, then the DNA doesn't reproduce anymore. Now, I'm sensitive to this issue, obviously, being as old as I am and starting to get into that phase where I've got to visit doctors. I had a doctor's appointment this morning and everything. But there is a branch of medicine that is now specializing in anti-aging. And most of it is simply cosmetic to make you look younger. But there are some doctors out there. And I may try and get one of them back on the air again. I've had Dr. Katz on the air before talking about anti-aging medicine. I think it's time to get him back on the air here. Okay, Bayer, boy, they can't catch a break, and I'm sure Monsanto right now is having buyer's remorse. Apparently, a jury awarded $265 million to a U.S. peach farmer over illegal dicamba drift. This happened on Saturday, and they awarded $250 million in punitive damages to a southeastern Missouri peach farmer who argued that weed killer dicamba that had drifted onto his orchards from other farms had severely damaged his tree. And this is an award that could bode well for over 140 other farmers suing the chemicals makers Bayer / Monsanto and BASF. You ever seen those BASF commercials? It's all corporate image stuff. You know, we do all this wonderful stuff. They don't actually sell a product. They're selling their own image and they're selling their own stock. But modern technology, especially in the area of biology, medicine, pesticides, it's gone so reckless. And I think back to yesterday where we had all these phone calls calling in about all the problems caused by modern vaccines and how the vaccine companies don't care because they're indemnified. You cannot sue a vaccine maker in civil court. You have to go through the vaccine injury court, which only rarely will agree that the vaccine caused some damage. And yet they've handed out billions of dollars in compensation. Anyway, British oncologists have seen a rise in superbug infections among cancer patients in the past year alone, some of which are deadly. A predicted 65,000 cancer patients could develop potentially life-threatening drug-resistant infections after surgery in the next decade. Cancer patients may be more vulnerable to emerging superbugs because their immune systems have been made weaker by the treatment, whether it's chemotherapy or radiation. And therefore, medical interventions such as chemotherapy and other surgeries may be less safe to use, thereby ineffective because of the infection risk. Time to start looking at those alternative cancer therapies again here. The U.S. fertility rate has hit another record low. Now, part of that, I'm sure, is the economy and young couples deciding they really can't afford a baby. They can't afford the delivery cost of the local hospital. They can't afford the disposable diapers. They can't afford the furniture. They can't afford everything associated with raising a child. It's gone more and more expensive. But there may be another factor, and that is the chemicals in our food. And there was this gene that was developed. It was a corn gene, altered corn. And unfortunately, I'm blanking on the name of it. Epicyte, that was it. Thank you. The epicyte gene was developed to sterilize anybody who eats that corn. And that gene technology was acquired by Monsanto. It was developed under a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So you think about that. Why are they playing with genetically modified corn that renders people who eat it sterile and incapable of reproducing? Now, probably a lot of you have toyed with the idea of getting one of those home genetic testing kits. And there are concerns that they may not be as accurate as some people think. There was one story where two identical twins took the tests and came back with widely differing results, which I presume is due to lab error or sloppy work by the lab technicians. But apparently, they're saving the data. And the data regarding your genes may be hijacked after a customer dies. There could be something valuable in your DNA that you don't know about. And that's a big part of the business plan of all of these companies, whether it's 23andMe or Ancestry has one out now. And if it turns out your medical history shows that you have an immunity to a certain illness, then they're going to dig into that DNA and try and find out why. And if they find it, they'll patent it and they'll make a lot of money off of it. And you, being dead, will get nothing and neither will your estate. So, the use of DNA profiling information after customers die is unclear, and the private data could be made public or have other unknown uses. Okay. More than 75 years after the fact, California will officially apologize for mistreating the Japanese Americans during World War II with the internment camps. Well, I'm sure that's going to make all those Japanese feel so much better, assuming they haven't died off. I think, if I recall correctly, and I could be wrong on this, George Takei, who played Sulu on the original Star Trek, as a small boy, was in one of those internment camps. Anyway. But back on February 19, 1942, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave the Secretary of War the authority to evacuate to designated military areas anyone deemed a U.S. security threat, which you were automatically if you were in fact Japanese. I remember seeing the remains of an internment camp on Oahu. I mean, it's just the foundations, and it's horribly deteriorated. But the local archaeology departments of the universities are trying to excavate it and sort of bring it back. A lot of people are opposed to that. It's a part of Hawaii's history that most people are very much ashamed of. Little fact that you probably may not have realized, General Patton became a hero in World War II in Europe. Before he got assigned to being a tank commander, was in charge of the internment camps in Hawaii. Of history there. All right, getting into computers and computer-related things. We were talking yesterday about how Windows 10 latest update is causing all kinds of problems. And it's almost like we're supposed to be getting used to the idea that every time there's a new bug fix from Microsoft, it's going to create new bugs. Well, that's just the new normal. You're going to have to deal with it. Meanwhile, Firefox version 73.0.1 released with fixes for Linux and Windows crashes. Actually, that's for Linux and Windows crashes. Apparently, they've fixed that whole thing. Okay, Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, is pledging $10 billion to fight climate change. And the world's richest man said the money would finance work by scientists, activists, and other groups. I wonder if, Grunberg is going to get a piece of that. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Francis in Missouri. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike, for accepting the call. And, you know, I've been listening to you for years. And I really appreciate your show and the way that you jump into so many different researched items that you look up and you explain to people. I would like to see if you would like to visit about what you're talking about, the DNA testing. Would you like to visit about that?
What do you mean, like to visit about that? I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, you had mentioned, you said about various companies are doing DNA testing and trying to get the test, you know, the test results of people's various DNA and what they could use it for.
Yes.
Is that okay to talk about that?
Yeah, that's okay to talk about that.
Okay. This will test RBN's ad when you call in. And it's, you know, on the radio, even when you don't call in, because you can handle the truth. The fact of the matter is the bad guys have a certain type of DNA. Now, when I say that, there are literally hundreds of types of DNA that have a certain gene that creates a certain protein which allows certain diseases to flourish, and it kills
yes.
people. And one of the ones that I always ask people to do, go get a picture of bubbly skin disease and take a look at that disease. You can check out all through the medical pharmacia, whatever you want to call them, medical research people, and they are spending literally billions of dollars trying to eliminate each of these particular genes so they won't give off a certain protein to allow all these diseases to happen. And they're never going to do that. It'll never be they can't do it. They cannot change the DNA of a human being. Can't change the DNA. There's no way. You can injure it, but you cannot stop it. What they're after is the people that do not have a DNA that creates any of these proteins. They're after those particular people. I want to find my ancestors and this, that, and the other. They don't really care about that. They only want to know the names and locations of the people that do not have these defective genes. And they're going to come after those specific individuals. And right now, according to some sources, there's over 30,000 guillotines that have been purchased and are ready to go at the right time. You read the Bible, you'll find out it says that the 144,000 are going to be beheaded. That's in the book of Revelations. And the bad guys, which is a misnomer, they should be known as evil, they don't care. These evil people don't care if they kill a million of their own people as long as they get rid of the people with the good DNA.
Okay. Francis, I hate to do this to you. We're going to have to let you go and do a station identification. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.